In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to be sharing with you how I cracked the Instagram code. Woohoo! It's so exciting, you guys. I cannot wait to break it all down for you. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. I'm super excited about this episode. As I prepared for this episode, I was kind of thinking about some of the feedback we might get. I try not to think too much about feedback when I'm creating an episode, but sometimes I do think about it. And one of the big things I was realizing was people are going to say, okay, but like, which of these pieces of advice is the most important? And it's tough because I'm going to give you guys a lot of advice. And the answer is all of it. All of it is very important. The reason that I say that is because when I focused on like one strategy, I would grow by 3,000 followers in a month. When I focused on another strategy, I'd grow by like 5,000 followers in a month. Some strategies that like barely broke even. But it's really and truly the combination of all of these strategies that have actually helped me. I think I can look at my stats from the last month. Over the last 30 days, I've grown by, this is crazy, 16,950 followers on Instagram. And I will say, I think this may be a slight outlier month, but I do expect that more and more of these months are going to come along as I become clearer and clearer about the message of how I want to show up when I'm not worried. Does that make sense? Really showing up as myself, being unapologetically confident and bold. My word for this year was bold, and then poof, one of our biggest months of growth ever has happened, which is really cool. So what is the answer to which of these is the most important? All of them. Okay, all of them. Now, granted, if you do implement a little bit of each of them, or a little bit of one, or just one of them, or two of them, you may see a little bit of growth. But in order to get big, noticeable growth on Instagram for yourself or for your clients, I really recommend that you take notes on this episode, write everything down, and implement it. Like, everything I'm going to share with you is directly implementable. It's not high level stuff like do good, great content, though there will be an element of that if it is necessary. Got it? Okay. So if I share something that sounds like it's fluffy, I'm going to break it down even further so that it's actually implementable, because that is super important. And I remember when I would hear people say, like, the most important tips are be consistent, give value, make great content. I would be like, okay, but what does all of that mean? I have no clue what any of that means. Like, what do you mean? No, but what hashtags are you using? Okay, so take some notes. Let's dive on in. I'm going to share with you guys a couple things that I don't recommend for Instagram, things that can work for some people, but for most of us, it's working against us. Okay, cool. You ready for it? Ooh, this is going to be good. By the way, if you're listening, be sure to grab a screenshot of this episode and share it on Instagram, tag me at the Mrs. Peterson, and I will reshare many of those posts, not all of them, but as many as I can. Okay, so here are several things that are no longer active, things that do not help. Number one, follow unfollow is dead. Got it? It's dead. Number two, giveaways and follow loops, they're dead. Don't do them. Don't even think about it. You will regret it. I promise. I'm not even going to go into depth about it. Number three, using big hashtags is dead. Don't do it. And if you are under 100,000 followers, and really if you're under 200,000 or 300,000 followers, although I'm going to probably follow this advice until I get to like 500,000 or a million, do less photos of yourself than you think. It's dead. Got it? Okay, beautiful. I just saved you a ton of time. Now let's dive on into what is working, okay? So number one of the biggest things that I started implementing was creating more content that's not about me. And I have to say, first and foremost, this is the ultimate like humility check. This is something that will remind you whether or not you're here or in this for others. If you've gotten clear on your mission, if you've gotten clear on your vision, there are certain people who can grow as influencers just for being influencers' sake, but I want you to know it takes years. I'm talking 5 to 10 years for most people, and you have to be the most stylish, the most polished, the most put together, the most pretty, the perkiest butt. Like, that's where the superlatives win. And if you're anything like me, I might be like the nicest or the funnest or the goofiest in business. So I could win for those things. But the truth is, that's not really what most influencers are, with the exception of people I love, like Juggling the Jenkins. But what you want to do instead is to relate to your stories to your audience. So give them value. And what I mean by that is, like, share things that are applicable, things that they can emulate. If you're going to be showcasing like a cute pantry, organize your pantry and then share tips on how to do it or how to recreate the look or how they can find organization in their life. Like, always go the extra step to take your content and relate it to others. This was really hard for me because there's this part, I think, of all of us that wants to believe, like, if I just put pictures of my life, is my life cool enough for everyone to follow and engage? The truth is, it's saturated. Wouldn't everyone love to sit around and post pictures of their life and get massive sponsorships and opportunities and tons of followers? Maybe not everyone, but the truth is, that is saturated. And if you're not meeting the superlatives, then why not be the most helpful? Share the most value. Say, make people say, I have so much fun. You're the most fun person to follow. I love that you share this advice. That's going to be a game changer. It was a game changer for me. I'm still working on this because there's still a part of me that's a little bit like, I just want to like post my life and have a ton of people think it looks cool because, I don't know, I think it's neat. But that's not what happens, which is really fascinating. And that's not going to be the case for most of us. And a lot of people get disillusioned when they put out those pieces of content and they don't get the engagement they want. And they don't realize it takes 5 or 10 years to build a loyal following. It takes a long time. The second big thing is, it's time to learn copywriting. Copywriting is an absolute game changer for writing captions. Copywriting is a game changer for hooking people in with quotes. Learning how to write words that persuade people to take action, game changer. A great place to start, especially for Instagram, is building a story brand. And I know you're like, can't you just tell me 3 steps? You know what? I could. But if I give you a fish, I feed you for a day. If I teach you how to fish, you will fish for the rest of your life and never go hungry again. And so as hard as it is, as much as sometimes I do give 1, 2, 3 step guides, goodness gracious, I want you guys to learn these skills. I want you to become better marketers. And a part of that is through learning, through reading, through studying, through taking courses, through diving on in and desiring to better your skill set. Cool? Little bit of tough love. Apparently that's something I sprinkle in a lot more, which is really interesting. And I credit Tiffany Toombs for that. So thank you, Tiffany, for giving me the ability to confidently step into the things that I know are just plain old true. Okay, so step number 3, niche down your hashtags. As I said at the beginning, large hashtags are doing you no favors. Here's a really funny example, okay? Now keep in mind, don't take this too seriously because I'm going to be kind of silly with this. Okay, so I don't even know if I should say this. I'm just going to go for it. Okay. In Minnesota, in the Midwest, I would consider myself like a 10. But if you put me into Orange County, California, I'd probably be a 4. Okay, the reason I say that is because it's a different pool. It's a different place with lots of options. Does that make sense? And when you go into Instagram, you may think your content is awesome. And we all do. Like, I think my content is awesome. I think that my message is awesome. I think that I'm awesome. But I'm more awesome in like Minnesota-sized hashtags, and most of us are going to be. Put me into the big hashtags, my content is going to be drowned out. So I know that that's like a really crude way of saying it, but I hope that it gets the point across. The truth is you want to build a following that's raving, where they're looking for your content. They're straight up like searching for it. They're excited. They're going to engage with your content right away. The best way to do that is to niche down. So for example, move your content to Minnesota. Here's the way that I do that. I love this website called flick.tech. It's a great way to get niche down hashtags. You can get really low competition hashtags, and doing that across the board is going to be super helpful for finding hashtags that actually help your content to be seen. Now, when do large hashtags work? When you have a decent following that hypes up every single one of your posts before it even hits those hashtags and ranking or being indexed inside of those hashtags. So I know that that's funny and silly and stuff, but it's helpful to understand that in bigger pools, you gotta have a little more hype behind you. So flick.tech is where you find those awesome hashtags, flick.tech. And so that's super helpful for finding those. Credit to Kat Avianic for helping me to find that. Okay, strategy number four. Now, this is going to be especially helpful if you are active on TikTok. TikTok made my process of creating Instagram Reels 1,000 times easier, significantly easier. I tried creating one reel right away, and because I learned on TikTok where to create short form video content, it was easier for me to create TikTok videos and then repurpose them to reels. You can't create reels and repurpose them to TikTok because they made it so you can't easily download your videos. Of course, they had to make it difficult. But I personally am a huge fan of taking content that's done well on TikTok and uploading it to Reels. And there's a crazy thing that's happened. I've had some of my Reels that have gotten over 100,000 likes on them, which is crazy. And this month, as I started producing, I think it was like five pieces of content per day on average. That was when we started to see massive growth. And most of those are Reels, but they're just repurposed TikToks onto Reels. I'm going to share one more thing because this is huge, and then I have to let you go for this episode, and make sure you stay till the end because I have an awesome freebie for you. So the last thing is you're going to want to create 5 pieces of content per day if you are in growth mode. Got it? So if you're like, that's way too much, Instagram is not a focus for me, I'm exhausted, don't worry about it. Like, it's helpful if you're intentionally focusing on growing Instagram. So Instagram is a great place for securing sponsorships. Instagram is a platform that people look at to check the validity of your content, etc. So it's a great place to build up a lot of social proof for sponsorships, partnerships, etc. So that's when I recommend ramping up to like 5 times a day. Or if you're working with clients, feel free to ramp it up if you want to get amazing results that make your clients say like, oh my gosh, this is so good. So these are a few of the in-depth strategies that I know are going to support you guys. Oh, and by the way, I actually put together the ultimate social media marketing bundle. This is everything that you need to know, including my favorite strategy for content creation, how to know when is the right time to post, and a few other amazing things inside this bundle that is going to rock your world. So head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast to grab that freebie. It's really good, and I know it. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.